The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At what age do you think people are when they first start to question whether somebody else looks older or younger than they do? Like when you see somebody that's your age or about the same age and you go, wow, do I look this old?
Yeah.
You probably haven't reached that yet, Riggins.
I haven't done that yet.
Mm.
But sometimes I'm surprised when I'm like, oh, they're younger than I am.
Yeah.
I always compare myself to the Olsen twins for some reason. I'm like, they're older than me. That's weird.
That is weird.
I grew up watching Full House. I'm like, oh, wait, they're older than me? That's weird.
How old are they?
I don't know. I don't think it's that much. I'm 37.
Okay.
And I know they're older than me. Because the first time that blew my mind. But I don't know what age you start doing that.
I'm gonna look them up.
I don't know, because there are a lot of people who are my age that I see on social media and stuff. And I'm even if they hadn't contracted obesity like I have, I can look at them and go, wow, they look a lot older. I think they look a lot older than I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time.
But it also depends on how hard of a life you've been, you know, living.
True.
That's true. The Olsen twins are 38.
Yeah.
Mm.
I
know.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you'd be robbing the cradle on them, Rob, being 39 and all.
Yeah. Like when I'm swiping, I just said when I'm swiping the dating app, I actually feel better about myself. Because some of these women are just, I mean, I'd like to send them a message and be like, here's some tips, you know. I want to help.
Send them a message is me. See how that works out.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is for Rob, not Lindsay. She's not using the dating app to find herself dates.
No.
She's looking for a wife for Rob.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she means. That she's swiping. She's swiping for Rob. Swiper, no mm-hmm. swiping.
Yeah.
I just thought of a really good app idea. You okay. know where I'm going with this?
No.
Tell us.
For women to help each other out, like a friend network thing, but you don't know them. And you submit your photos and it's like, what can I do? Well, I have this skincare product that would mm-hmm. be great for you. Or, girl, you need some tracks. Let me get you some extensions. I got you. Like, yeah. you know.
Uh-huh.
That's a good idea.
I love that idea.
Mm.
Nobody take that from me.
Well, okay. Well, it's copyright, whatever the company's called now.
I don't know what it's called. We have the copyright. That's yeah. all you need to know. Mm. Don't even think about it.
I see your wheels turning.
Yeah.
I think it's TJ Ritchie LLP now.
Okay.
Nice.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. CEO.
What does that make me? So everyone's got a title, but like COO is like the chief financial person.
That's I thought right. that was the chief operating officer. This,
yeah.
The chief.
Yeah, it is.
CFO is the financial person.
Oh, okay.
The letters have to match, Lindsay.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Well, you like last time you worked for us, you were the human resources director.
That's HR, okay. by the way.
I'll do that again.
Okay. So how many do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, well, there's only four of us, so I'd like multiple titles.
Okay. So do you want a vice president title, like a vice president in charge of
operations?
Yeah.
Vice president of operations.
Sure.
In charge of fun.
Yeah. The fun director.
Well, yeah, that, you could be that. The president, the vice president in charge of the fun and games department.
Okay. I like it.
COO of being cute as hell.
And my first order of business, Fun Day Fridays. Everyone gets a marg with a tahine rim.
I'm down with margaritas.
I tried that tahine rim thing, and that's why I'm having to wear sweatpants this morning. Because it hurt.
It'll blow you up.
It'll
blow you up. Yeah.
No, I couldn't stand the jeans touching that area after I burned it with that tahine.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's a tahine rim.
You are so gross.
See?
Rim, I gotcha.
There's some, have you tried those tahini pistachios back there?
Yes. Riggins? They're so good.
Yeah. They're Bobby approved.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
I need to get more from my neighbor. She gave us those.
They're really good. Like lime and chili and that tahini. They're delicious.
Yep. Really good.
I bet that would be a good snack with your Marg on our Fun Day Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping organic now. You know, like Jewish people keep kosher. I'm keeping organic and all of that. Because I'm desperate to lose weight.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see this day
come. I know. But most of it's okay. It's a little difficult to have to, everything you eat, you got to find that doesn't have preservatives and all of that kind of thing. But what is just absolutely depressing to me about it is the bread. The bread that you can eat is just, it's not soft. It's like eating sandpaper.
Oh.
Like you can't even do a fold over with it because it would break. You can't fold it.
I think I know what bread you're talking about, and because I just got it because it was Bobby approved, and I made a peanut butter fold over, do. And I folded it, and it just it just ripped at the end,
And it's just, but I did look it up, and there is a soft, fluffy sprout bread that's supposed to be like regular wheat bread, and it's soft, and also I'm going to try that because, I don't want bread that's not soft unless I'm eating toast.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you send me what that is?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Sprout bread.
Because it's not all sprout bread though, because I know this certain kind, you had to get like the red package, not the green packet, it was a whole thing. But
yeah, that other kind that I've been eating is that, what's his name? Dave's.
Yeah.
And it's like, but not all of his is approved. This is the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's made of sprouts.
I may just end up figuring out a way to not even eat bread.
I think I would do this.
It's not worth it.
You know what I figured out, though? If you wait till you're like famished almost, then it's okay.
Yeah, because you'll eat anything at that point.
Sometimes there's no good substitute for the real thing. No. And maybe that's one of them.
But I did find, or Jody found, I think at the Costco, these little sausage links, like breakfast sausage links made of chicken that are really good. They're awesome. Yeah.
Oh, good. So, is it like chicken maple or is it just chicken?
Just a chicken spicy kind of breakfast sausage.
Nice.
And throw it in the microwave and it tastes great.
Good.
But I can't eat that every meal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know? And I'm also still in the mindset of when I was lifting all the time and measuring protein intake and because I was trying to build muscle and all that stuff. Now I still try to count protein. Like that's not enough protein. That's not enough protein. And I don't need to be eating, whatever, like a gram of protein per body pound.
I know. It's
every
so
day.
Much
it's like
protein.
I used to.
How is it possible to eat that much protein? Sometimes I see those numbers, I go, God.
When you're doing that kind of thing where you're trying to build muscle and all of that, then you have to have protein shakes.
Supplement it somehow.
You got to have, I used to eat three food meals a day and three shakes a day. And the shakes were formulated to be different times of the day. At night, you wouldn't drink a shake that you would drink in the morning.
Yeah. I saw a woman on TikTok. She was like, I'm not getting enough protein. Y'all got me out here slathering chicken breasts and cottage cheese. She was just beside herself. I can't do it.
Now that Greek yogurt is really, that's a high protein source for a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I found out yesterday morning, I think I told you that when it doesn't have preservatives in it, it spoils fast. So I was going to make me a little parfait for breakfast yesterday. Yeah. And the yogurt was expired.
Mm. Lindsay said something. She was like, I was blending up. What were you talking about? Cottage cheese the other day to get more protein. What did you do?
It was the queso dip. You blend up the cottage cheese and put you make it liquidy, like a dip, and put the taco seasoning and then cheese and put it in the microwave.
All right.
It's good.
And then what do you dip in it?
Well, they say protein chips, those are super expensive. Well, y'all saw the ones I brought in there the other day.
Yeah.
Similar priced. They're like Quest protein chips or something.
But there are organic chips that are made with avocado oil and no extra preservatives or flavorings or sugars and all of that. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Did you try this queso, or was I just telling you about it?
You were just talking about it.
Okay, so my sister-in-law made it, and she said it was fantastic.
Really? It sounds good.
So, does it taste like cottage cheese, though? Because I don't like cottage cheese.
So you put that taco seasoning in it when you blend it, and then you put it in the microwave with real cheddar cheese on it and microwave it, and she said you can't taste any of the cottage cheese.
Oh, good.
It's like queso, like Mexican queso dip.
Mm. See, I prefer an Italian queso myself.
Oh, sure.
Buon appetito. Buon appetito.
The real queso.
Yeah.
From Italy.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I really hate being a great, rich, fat person. Back to that other thing.
I can tell.
It's just so hard.
Hearing you talk about it on your podcast the other day with your wife, it was funny. There was humor in it. You could like see it. You could see it on your face, like how sad it makes you.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
If I'd have been born with obesity, and not caught it later in life, then it may not even be, I wouldn't even know the difference.
It tends to be how it happens.
But I mean, people don't know who weren't fans of ours years ago. They don't know just how damn handsome I am.
They don't know.
They have no clue how, freaking adorable I am. All they see is, damn sumo wrestler.
Big fat Michelin man.
A sumo wrestler trying to hatfish him every day on camera. And that's one of my biggest regrets of behavior when I think about it, is when I did look good, I still didn't enjoy it because I criticized myself saying I was fat when I wasn't.
Yep.
God, I hate that.
Every time. I did it too.
You never embrace it when it was the time to embrace it.
Lindsay, when have you never been fat?
When have I never been? Wait a second.
I did that too. It's like, you always been fat.
Exactly. I was like, is this a trick question?
She did say when she got pregnant, she ballooned up. I never saw her.
But I have the best picture on my phone. I showed Rob last night. She showed me.
She was huge.
I was in a two-piece.
Uh-huh.
And I just took like a selfie. And I think I delivered the next day. I was huge.
But pregnant women are supposed to be huge. I never understood that, why you complain about being fat when you're pregnant. You're supposed to be.
Well, I don't mean like fat, but I was huge. I mean, I gained more weight than I should have. My doctor was the first one to tell me, like, you're older, like maybe next time we won't, try to work on like maybe just gaining 30 pounds, not doubling 30. That, you know?
Yeah. So you gained 60 with your first one or second one?
First.
Okay.
I only gained 20 something with Brooks, but yeah, with her, I mean, I was almost at Kyle's weight.
Yeah, I know she said that. When she first said I have a picture of me in a two-piece, I thought she meant like in a box of chicken. Like, damn, they took a picture of you while you eating a two-piece?
And a biscuit.
Damn, that's messed up.
And you meant a bathing suit.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been on a two-piece. She'd have been getting that family tailgate special.
Big bow box.
Yeah. I'd be getting the 10-piece special. I was so self-conscious about it. So every doctor's appointment, Kyle went with me. It was my first child, They would weigh me right before I got into the room, like they do. And I never let him see it. I said, turn around, hold my bag, go around the corner. Mm-hmm. I'm taking my shoes off. I'm doing. So the whole time he didn't know how much weight I'd gained or what I weighed. Kid you not, I check in to the hospital. I'm in triage because they're trying to give us COVID tests and figure that out. And she's like, okay, so you weigh blah, 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 right in front of him. And I went, I just like didn't want him knowing.
Yeah.
Not that it's a big deal. Looking back, I laugh about it, but yeah, I was self-conscious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at him to see if he hurt her, and he just acted like he didn't. You know, he damn hurt her.
Yeah.
I mean, it was his, well, it was over yeah, his weight.
Because he was thinking, oh my God, I am stuck now. There's a kid on the way. I can't get out of this.
He was probably like, dang, she weighs more than me.
But how tall are you?
5'6" and a half. Yeah.
So that's a above average height for a woman, too.
Right? 5'6"?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know.
A little bit.
I'm taller than most of my friends, but.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She big boned.
Big
sturdy Dutch girl.
Don't say that.
I'm a thick dick. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know, but you're not kidding. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
You know I'm kidding. But you look taller than that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because like some people look taller because they have longer legs and a shorter torso. I think that's what my daughter has. My daughter's tiny, both weight and height, but she looks taller than she is, I think, because she's got long legs.
See, and I have a long torso.
Yeah.
Remember the story? I was like fifth grade and I had to get an extra long leotard, and we had to order them in front of everyone in class, and I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed. Yeah. They're like, okay, you need like an XX long. I'm like,
hey, Gumby, we're going to have to get you the extra, extra.
Yeah.
Damn, she's huge.
You and your torso can wait outside, please.
Yeah. Just like a walking body.
Like a praying mantis. Yeah. Just all body.
Just like Godzilla. So how long did it take you to lose the weight between children?
Not long with after Delilah, the first mm-hmm. one. I lost it before I was pregnant a year later, to the day almost I got pregnant with Brooks a year. I had lost it all. And then after Brooks, no, I couldn't even lose a pound. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you did. You lost it all, and you're out there doing.
Yeah, sure.
Going.
Thin as a pin.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually 12 pounds heavier than I was before I got pregnant, believe it or not.
So. The first time or the second time?
Just the first. Like,
yeah.
I'm basically 15 pounds heavier than I was when I was on your show.
Hmm. Okay.
Previous.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Rob. No, she looks the same to me.
Yeah,
you know
me too.
You literally look the same.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys.
Less hair. There's less length going on.
Yeah,
I mean, and she had that stuff.
She had those extensions down her butt.
It was long, long hair.
And bleach blonde.
It was very blonde. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
But then out of nowhere, she came in with dark hair.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dark hair, and then she did the whole ombre thing, didn't you, for a while when it was popular?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like to change my hair a lot.
Yeah.
I was also going through a breakup, I think, when I came in brunette.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes.
You pull that little move. Let's just go crazy. Let's dye it, cut it.
Yeah.
I'm going through a breakup.
Hairdressers love me. I go in, I'm like, just do what you want to do. I don't even care.
They're like, wait, we're at Great Clips. So I thought we were cutting your son's hair today.
We can go long or short. That's about it.
I need it more than he does. My husband pissed me off this morning, so do whatever you got to do.
Ma'am, this is $15.
You got to have a longer appointment for that.
Yeah.
And we got to get somebody in here that knows how to do it.
Right. You can hop up in the spaceship right now if you'd like. Just hop in there and we'll get started.
Rob's mama could do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's a hairdresser?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Isn't she, Rob?
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't your mom a hairdresser?
Yeah, she was.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Love that.
She got the arthritis, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, she could meet you at Blackfin one day, and maybe they'd let her do your hair out there.
There you go.
I mean, you're VIP in there. So
yeah.
At least out there on the patio.
Yeah.
Well, I need to be bigger VIP because my bill was, you know, well, maybe I had three cocktails. It's
That's
fine.
What I was gonna say. How long were y'all there and you were just drinking? So,
not as long as you would think for three cocktails.
Yeah, I will say when we were leaving, she went, I'm going to chug this.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you got to go. Okay. I got to chug this. I ain't wasting it.
Nice. So were you drinking tequila? Tequila drinks you like?
Yeah.
And I think it was the fancy one.
Mm.
It had to have been.
Because of what did he ask you at the beginning? Something or a reposado or something? And you're like, a reposado.
I just said, give me the best one you have because I ain't trying to get a hangover. You know what I'm saying?
Dangerous.
So it's Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Slam. Doing a work meeting.
Chuck this. Like
she's damn Breaking Bad out there.
And I looked at Rob. I said, do you have a company credit card? He was like, no. I was like, okay, well, I got it, Rob, since I forced you to come all the way out here.
Good. Because, I mean, we might spring for some Jose Cuervo, but.
Yeah, I don't know what she's on.
Yeah, that's right.
I was asking so I could get some food.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.